唱歌一起我唱什么都推荐 Hello to all the children of the world There's children in the deserts And children in the towns And children who live by the sea If we could meet each other To run and sing and play Then what good friends we all could be
Ever wanted to know what it's like to have a point of view as a child?
To speak out, to be heard, and to be part of the fun.
Listen to Kids Express, a journey of children with one voice on a variety of issues, topics, and candid interviews with some of the experts in South Sudan.
Kids Express, every Saturday, 12 p.m. only on Radio Miraya.
Join Morrison and the children's crew as they write with you. It's here. Hang out with the children. Saturday on Kids Express.
Welcome to Kids Express program on Radio Miraya. I am Jerome Morrison. Kids Express brings you the voices of children on variety of issues that affects their lives, providing them an opportunity to speak their mind. Today on Kids Express, I am joined by the pupils from St. Kizito Primary School.You are most welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm by name Angelina Anthony from St. Kizito's Primary School, and I'm in Primary 7.
Welcome.
I as by my name, I'm called Achol Peter Gol. I'm in St. Kizito Primary School, P8.
Welcome.
I'm by name Sabri John from St. Kizito's Primary School, Primary 8.
You're welcome.
I by name Noel Otamo James.From St. Kizito's Primary School in Primary 8.
You are most welcome to Kids Express.
Thank you.
Yes, every year on the 16th October, the world celebrates International World Food Day. The theme is Change the Future of Migration, Invest in Food Security and Rural Development. Now, in our discussion, we'd like to know from our pupils, what is the importance of food in the body? Let me begin with you, Angelina.
To produce us energy, e.g. if you are hungry, you will not be able to do anything. Even you will not pay attention to your teacher inside the class. So I think food is very important in our body.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Achol.
Food is important in our body because without it, you can't live and you can't work. All you think is to get food and able to do the work that you want to do.So I think food is important in our body.
Okay, yes. Let me hear from Sabri.
Yes, that is... Food, it is very important, even in our daily life. We need food. We need to eat. Without food, you will not function well, and you will not be able even to do any kind of activities that you wish to do. And food play a very important role in the body. That helps even the blood...to function well, and as long that protect you from other diseases.
Okay, lastly from Noel.
Okay, why I say food is very important in the body, because it's help our body to be strong, and without it you cannot be strong, because it has some vitamins, fats, proteins, and without these things of the blood, you cannot function well, and food keep us strong because of all these things.
Okay.Thank you so much for that. Having said that, why do we need balanced diet? We know for sure that most of us, you know, love to change our diets and, you know, enjoy eating. Do we all love eating?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. If you love eating, I believe balanced diet is one of the things that can make really eating to be very, very interesting. So let's get to hear from you. Why do we need balanced diet in our bodies?
First, we have to know what balanced diet is. It's a dietconsisting of food from all food groups, which are protein, vitamin, starch, fat, and carbohydrates. Protein is for bodybuilding, vitamin is for body growth, starch is to give energy, carbohydrate is the same as starch. Fat is for warming of the body.
Okay. Yes, actually, why do we need balanced diet in our meals?
We need it because to balance the food that we eat and to make our body healthy and fit. So we have to eat carbohydrates, vitamins, proteins, and also fats.
Okay. All right. Let me hear from Sabri.
Yeah, thank you. We need balanced diet in our meals because there are different kind of food that we eat. And some of this food, others contain like acids and others contain base. So whenever you eat acid too much, it doesn't make you exist. You will remain the same or you will be, even too much acid in the body can cause acidity. So balanced diet is needed in our daily meals.
Okay. Yes, let me hear from Noel. Repeat again.
Okay, balanced diet is needed in our daily lives and meal because whenever you eat the same food daily, it doesn't make you exist. Like some food consists of base and some food consists of acids. So whenever you repeat the acid in the body, it can sometimes cause you diseases like acidity. And the most dangerous acid is the concentrative sulfuric acid. That is, when it is too much in the body, it may sometimes lead to unknown diseases, which is dangerous. So food diet is needed in our meals.
Okay, yes. Lastly, from Noel.
Okay, we need balance in our body because our body acts as a soil. When there is too much fertility or low fertility, our body cannot function well. We need balance diet to balance our food, as our sister Chola said. This will balance our body. If there's too much acid, we can die easily because too much acid is affecting our lungs. So we need balance diet to balance our food and balance our proteins, fats, and so forth.
Okay, thank you. Those are the views of the children from St. Kizito Primary School. We'll go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen to more from them.
Yellow, yellow, my favorite food is yellow. It's very, very good. My favorite food is yellow. I like bananas. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. My favorite food is brown. I like biscuits. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum.
Bread, bread. My favorite food is bread. It's very, very good. My favorite food is bread. I like apples. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum.
Green, green. My favorite food is green. It's very, very good. My favorite food is green. I like pears. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum.
White, white. My favorite food is white. It's very, very good. My favorite food is white. I like
cakes.
Yum.
Orange, my favorite food is orange. It's very, very good. My favorite food is orange. I like, I like oranges. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum.
Welcome back from the break. This is Kids Express program, a show brought to you by Hold the Child in partnership with Radio Mirai, UNICEF and Ministry of Education. And we are so pleased to have the pupils from St. Kizito Primary School with us who are discussing with us about food, the importance of food in the body and food at large in the community. So let me get to hear from you, Noel. How does hunger affects people in the community?
Hunger affects people in the community because by giving sufferings. When you are hungry, you will suffer. And when you are hungry, you become angry with anyone. You don't want to speak. Even you hate anyone, even if you are a brother.
Okay.
That's why hunger is not good in ourselves. It's affecting communities and people become lazy. They are not working when you are hungry.
Okay. So you are saying hunger leads to anger.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Sabri.
Yes, hunger affects our learning process, especially when you're in the class and you're hungry. And the stomach and the brain has a certain language they understand. There's a certain sound like yawning. When the stomach makes, the brain understand what does the stomach mean. So you cannot focus because of that. And you know that hunger hinders learning process.
Okay.
That's why hunger affects your learning process in school.
Okay. All right. Yes, Rachel, tell us.
Hunger affects in our community by it affects by the student not paying attention to a teacher. And also the student can escape from school early to go home. And also he has to think like, if I get out from school, where will I get food? And what will I eat today?
So it does not give enough time to the pupils to study. Yes, let me hear from Angelina.
Whenever a pupil or a student is hungry, he or she will not be attentive to the teacher. Because when she or he is angry, she will not concentrate on what teacher is saying. And his or her mind will all be outside. He will think just for when will they ring the bell so that I will go home. Sometime they will escape, as my sister Chola says.
Okay, so you just wait for the bell to go and you
yes,
go home. Okay.
You will not pay attention.
Okay. All right. Do you normally have regular meals at home?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, like how many times do you eat in a day and stuff like that?
According to the situation, we eat two times. We have two meals in a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Noel?
According to the situations, normally because of the school, I'm going late at home. I eat once in a day. But on Saturdays and Sundays, I eat twice in a day.
And Chol?
I eat once during school time. That if really once a day and the pocket is empty, so you really have to eat once a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Angelina?
I eat twice in a day.
Okay, twice in a day.
Yes.
These meals, you have it at school or at home?
At home.
Do you have meals at school?
No.
No.
You don't?
Yeah.
But we use our money, which our parents have given us, to buy some just sandwich, sambusa, and so forth.
Okay, that's what you eat. So I believe if the school had an initiative of providing food at school, it would be much more helpful, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that's a good point right there. All right, let me also get to know from you. Do you think providing free meals in school would motivate other people, like other pupils who are at home, to come to school?
Yes, I think so. Because when there's food, even right now, when they say there's food, people will go and work. But if there's no food, people will not work. That's why food is good for people, so that it will attract some people to come to school.
Okay. Yes, Sabri.
Yeah. Free meals should be provided in the school. Because when a pupil is provided with food in the school, he will have nowhere to go. No reason to escape home. So he will say that now I'm provided with meal in the school. So I have no work to go and do at home. He will even focus on his studies seriously. Because now he's loved by people who are distributing him with some food.
Angelina.
If there is free meals at the school, it will motivate the pupils to stay in school. Why? Because if there is free meals, he will come to school, even though sometimes he don't want to stay at home because there is free meals, because all of us love foods.
Okay.
That's why.
All right. Okay, all of us love food. That's good. Okay, let's go for a break.
Do you like healthy food or do you like junk food? Do you like healthy food or do you like junk food? I like chocolate bars and I like apple pie. I like chips and cookies and I like salted fries. But healthy food makes you strong. Healthy food makes you fast. Junk food, it makes you weak. Junk food makes you big and fat. I don't care about that. I'll have a pizza, please. And I'll take some soda and some extra cheese. But healthy food helps you grow. Healthy food is good for you. Junk food, it makes you soft. Junk food, it makes you slow. But I like fudge and churros. I like candy too. Dogs, I like fast food. Eating all this junk food makes me feel alive. But as the time goes by, I feel like I could cry. Too much junk food in you, and now you can't even move. You know that it's good for you.
Welcome back from the break. What causes shortage of food in most families?
Droughts.
Lack of education. I mean to say that they are not educating their youth or their children about the importance of agriculture so that they will manufacture food. But if they were to do so, there will be no shortage of food. But now they are not doing so, that's why shortage of food is in our country.
So you think that if people are talked to about food and all this stuff, then there would be enough food in the communities?
Okay, there will be enough food, but they are not going to talk it. They will do it practically.
Practically. Okay, that's a good one. Yes.
Yeah, what causes shortage of food in most families? That is sometimes caused by lack of cooperation. You know, when people don't cooperate together, like some families, they usually have small farms, scales, which they plant their crops in. And this small amount of crops, when they harvested, they just take it to the market and sell. And few money I get of it. So when they cooperate with each other, there can be enough food for them. Because they say that many hands make work light, but one hand cannot make work light.
Okay, that's a good point. Yes, Achol.
The cause of shortage of food in most families is drought. Because drought is caused by shortage of food in most families. Why I say so? Because sometimes there might be not a lot of rain so that the crop will able to grow. And also, as my colleague said here, Noel, lack of education.
Okay, yes, let's get to hear from Angelina.
Laziness. If you are lazy, you will not be able to grow food, to grow your own food. You will just depend on other people. And that people will not always give you. So laziness causes the shortage of the food in our communities.
Okay. Yes. How has hunger affected people in the communities, especially in areas where famine was declared? How do you think hunger affected the people in some of those areas?
It led to death and suffering, and sometimes it led to migration. People move from one place to another to search for food.
Hmm.
And they will leave their wife behind. And when they come back, they will find their wives and children have died already. and it's caused suffering, even they will kill themselves. They will say, my wife has died. Why am I to stay in the world?
Okay, so families are breaking, people are migrating, deaths are happening. Okay, yes, let's get to hear from Sabri.
Yes, it affects usually the people, and that causes migration, as my colleagues say. And especially when now already farming is declared out. So there will not be peaceful, peacekeeping, people will not be peaceful living. There will be something like small conflict, between each other. And even conflict, like internal conflict between the neighbors, because there's famine.
Okay. So they will be fighting and wanting to get the little which is there. Yes, Achol.
It leads to decrease of population in the country, and also both suffering and dying. Because if we have, like, we declared out now famine, because hunger will come. Because hunger comes from famine.
Famine, yes.
Yeah. If we couldn't have declared out famine, we wouldn't have been suffering now with the hunger.
Okay. All right. Yes, Angelina.
It caused both death and suffering. As my colleagues have said, if there is famine, people will suffer a lot. As my colleague Noel has said, people will migrate so they will go and look for food. After coming back, they will find their wives and children are dead.
Okay. Because they don't have enough to live on. Yes. Do you think relying on donated food from the government or the NGOs can save the situation of people suffering from hunger?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we are going to rely on it, but some long-term years, we are going to have ours alone. We are going to cultivate ours alone, and we are going to rely on ours, not of NGOs.
Okay. Yes, John.
Yes, now we're still relying on the donated food, but I believe in some years to come, we shall have industries, developed country, where our food can be produced, our own food. That is for us, not just we shall rely and export or import food from outside, but the coming years, we are the one to export or import food.
Okay, yes, Achol.
At the moment, yes. We should get support from outside countries, but in long run term, we people should grow our crops.
Okay, in order to support the
family. In order to support our family and ourselves.
Okay. Yes, so what can be done to support farmers who are engaged in agricultural activities? What ways can we support the farmers? Let's start with Angelina.
To provide them with helpful and useful tools. Because the tools itself can attract the farmer. If the tools are there, they will be...
Able to participate.
Yes, able to participate.
Okay.
I think we should provide them with useful and helpful tools.
Okay. Yes, Achol.
We should train them more about agriculture. And also give them support, more support, so that they will able to do that work well, without no fear.
Okay.
Yes. You know, there should be free movement of people, especially these farmers. Now, instead of cultivating a small scale, they should move out. When they move out, they're going to find big spaces where they can plant and cultivate. And that's what makes agriculture exist.
Okay. Yes, Noel.
Okay, they should be given support. Support like what? They will be given trucks so that they use them in transporting their goods. If they are not given, even we want security. It's a must that there must be safe security for them. So that they will move and their fence. They must have a fence in their farm. And security must be there so that it will guide the farm from being taken by other people.
Okay, good points there. Yes, let's go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen to more from our people.
Vegetables. Yummy, yummy, yummy vegetables. yummy, yummy carrots.
Carrots.
Onions.
Onions.
Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
Eggplants.
Eggplants.
Green peppers.
Green peppers.
Cucumbers.
Cucumbers.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Vegetables. Yummy, yummy, yummy vegetables. Yummy, yummy, yummy mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Corn.
Corn.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Lettuce.
Lettuce.
Beans.
Beans.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Green onions.
Green onions.
Asparagus.
Asparagus.
Vegetables. Yummy, yummy, yummy vegetables. Yummy, yummy vegetables.
Most welcome back from the break. This is Kids Express program with me, Morrison, and we are looking at World Food Day, which is celebrated yearly. Yes, let's get to hear from our pupils. Do you practice agriculture at school or at home?
Groundnuts.
Maize.
And okra.
And okra. Did you cook it at school, or you took it home, or you were just... they just distributed to other people?
They are distributing it, and sometimes if you find like the groundnuts, the time of harvesting has come, you can take it home.
Okay. All right. Okay. What do you think is hindering the farmers from producing their food crops?
Lack of support. Lack of support means to say that they are not giving them free movements. They are not giving them free movements, free tools, and giving them trucks so that they can use it.
Okay, things like fertilizers, pesticides, and the rest.
Yes.
Okay, yes, Sabri.
Yes. It is that some farmers, you know, they don't produce, they are blocked from producing their food crop because of sometimes pest. There should be pesticide whereby they can be spread to the crops. Whenever you make your field, like your scale, you have planted some crops there, there should be pesticides that are to be spread on the crops that keep them safe.
Okay. Yes, Achol, what do you think is hindering the farmers from producing their own food crops?
Lack of having enough farming tools, and also insecurities, and lack of training farmers how to use the tools and also skills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, let me hear from Angelina.
Insecurity. Insecurity is a problem hindering farmers from producing their own food. They can cultivate easily, but time of harvesting, there are some robbers, they will just go and wait for them. After harvesting, when they are on their way back home, they will rob their foods, and that is what discouraging the farmers.
Okay, so they feel like their goods cannot reach the market where
they Yes, sometimes even they can kill them there.
Okay, so insecurity is a big problem that needs to be addressed. Yes, how can the growing of food crops help to supplement income in the pockets, in the lives of the people in the communities? Noel.
Okay, there should be group into associations whereby these goods will be put in one truck or in something of five trucks, then they will be exported out. And the income will come to the farmers, and the farmers, if they get enough money, it will encourage them in growing it. But if they get few money, when the robbers has robbed them on the way. And they will block their way from farming activities.
Okay. So farmers association is very important. Yes, let me hear from Sabri.
Yes, as you say, farmers association is very important, and they should have a head whereby when they have already harvested, the money that they get, they need to bring to the head that heads all the activities. There will be equal distribution of like salaries to each other, and that can keep them along with money in their pockets.
Okay, so they should reward themselves but at the same time save. Yes, Achol, tell us.
By planting enough crops, both selling and subsistence.
Mm.
It helps also the farmers
Okay.
Able to buy. Okay. It helps in planting enough crops for both subsistence and selling, and which bring in income. The income you get, you'll able to buy the crops again so that you'll able to grow them again.
Okay. Yes. Angelina.
By farming. Because if a family is owning a farm, it will be easy for them to live. They will not suffer from hunger.
Okay. All right, those are the views of the pupils of St. Kizito. We'll go for a break, and when we return, we'll get to listen from our people.
Ever wanted to know what it's like to have a point of view as a child?
To speak out, to be heard, and to be part of the fun?
Listen to Kids Express, a journey of children with one voice on a variety of issues, topics, and candid interviews with some of the experts in South Sudan.
Kids Express, every Saturday, 12 p.m., only on Radio Miraya.
Join Morrison and the children's crew as they write with you. It's here. Hang out with the children. Saturday on Kids Express.
From the break, this is Kids Express program with me, Morrison. And conclusively, I would like to know from our pupils, why do you think most of the youth these days do not want to practice agriculture? Noel?
Agriculture involves hard labor. I mean to say that if you are cultivating, there must be a forest and you must cut down them. You have to dig and so forth. And this one is a hard labor. It needs hard work. But if you are lazy, you cannot do it.
Okay. All right. Yes, Sebri.
Yes, also agriculture involved, it is used as a punishment. Yeah, sometimes when someone, or you argue with someone who is bigger than you, instead of punishing you in other ways, he will punish you. Go and dig that place. Go and do this. This piece of land is yours. You dig it. That is as a punishment.
Okay, so it's used as a form of punishment, not as a form of learning.
Yes.
Okay, yes, Achol.
Farming is not so attractive.
Okay.
Because you'll see, like, when you harvest, you start farming, you feel tired, exhausted. You won't feel comfortable where the place you are. So that's why people are not being so attractive to the farming.
Okay. Yes, lastly from Angelina.
Some parents do not want to share the values of agriculture because they think agriculture is for ignorance, not for educated people. And without agriculture, people cannot live.
Okay. Do we have any additions to that? Okay. Let's also say that agriculture takes long. You know, there are some crops that if you plant, for instance, coffee, you know, or you have planted tree fruits, which takes a long time. You have to wait for a number of years to harvest it. Eh?
Yes.
So that for the young people, they want quick. Eh? You do this and get it immediately. So for them, that becomes hard. All right. Let's just go for a break. And when we return, we'll listen to riddles and poem of the day. This after the break.
Day-o.
Welcome back from the break. We have come to the most interesting part of the show. Do we have riddles in the house?
Riddle. There is something appear twice in a foot, once in a month, but not in a year.
Nobody, okay.
No, I know.
Okay, tell us.
Yes. It doesn't mean the food we eat. It means the word food. There is a double O in the word food,
mm-hmm.
And there's one O in the word month, and there's no O in the word year.
Okay.
That's what he means.
Wow. Is that so?
Yes.
Okay. Any other riddle?
Yes.
Okay.
Riddle. There's a man, he has 20 words, but the problem is that if one of the wives goes all of them will go and they will not return. What is it?
I have no idea. Anybody knows an answer to that?
You try, maybe you'll get correct.
Sabri?
I don't think I know.
At all?
I don't know.
Okay, tell us the answer.
The answer is a human being. The answer is a human being. When you eat a food, then you cannot count the food. When you are going to release it out, none of them will be left in your stomach until you wait for another one.
Okay. There.
The other answer is a tree. Uh-huh. If a leaf fall from the tree down, it will not go back.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's get to... Do you have another riddle or that's the end? Okay, fine. Let's hear our poem of the day.
Food, food, food. Where are you? We are searching for you, for every direction you go. We need you daily, that is for us to survive. Food, food, food. You are the source of life to every living thing. You are the weapon we use to fight hunger indeed. You are the one we use to survive the day. You keep us health and strong. You empower our brain when the teacher explains. You keep us focused and wise when the questions are asked. You are the source of life to my people in white. With you, we're strong, but without you, we're weak. You're the sweetest thing my stomach cries out for.
Okay, thank you. A round of applause for that. Yes, as we conclude, I believe maybe our pupils could be having some questions to ask amongst themselves and which we shall all contribute to it. Or if I do have an answer for it, perhaps I will answer what I can. Yes, do we have any question?
Yes.
Okay, yes, to begin with.
My question is that why is agriculture not introduced in the primary syllabus of Juba?
Okay, of South Sudan at large.
Yeah.
Okay, well, in that case, I would not be the best person to answer that because that would be a question for somebody from the ministry to answer that directly. But what I could say tentatively is that the curriculum is being developed, and each other day that comes, there are so many other things that are being added onto the syllabus that are in schools. So I believe it's a very important thing, and it's a practical thing, just like you have it in, you have been doing gardening. So that should be added as a component in the science subject that you are doing. So I believe as time goes by, perhaps there will be a way forward to that. And also for the listeners who are listening to this show, that will be an opportunity for any other stakeholder to take action on a question like that. Yeah, thank you. Do you have any other?
What is the solution to stop the famine which is going on in South Sudan, which is leading to dying and suffering in our country?
Okay, well, I believe that one of the most important things that we need to have is peace all over. If peace is there all over, then people will be able to participate and cultivate, be in their homes and do the other activities that they can be able to do. Some of the people who are perhaps internally displaced do not have access to digging, okay? So if they have access to their homes, then they will be able to participate fully, cultivate, till their land, harvest their crops, take to the market, feed their families, and all those kind of things. So peace does exist in some parts, but we are saying that if peace is fully there, then all these other things will be achieved, and we will not have the issues of, of famine being there. And also, there are so many other factors which may not only be related to peace. Earlier on, you mentioned something on drought. It is also very important that we adapt different kind of farming, like let's say where we do irrigation and the rest, that will be able to supplement the little rain, which is seasonal, which comes on and off. But of course, during the rainy season, very many people are participating in agriculture and are able to do all that they can. Yes.
This question goes to the Ministry of Agriculture. This question goes to the Ministry of Agriculture. What have you done since 2005 until now? Sorry, sir, to ask this question, but it's my right as a child of this country.
Okay, thank you for that question. The listeners will take note of that. Yes, please.
My question goes to anyone who is listening to this Radio Maria, Hold the Child, the program of World Food Day. My question goes like that. Why are farmers not encouraged in farming activities?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for the question. We'll get a forum through which some of these questions can be answered in the nearby future. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Thank you for your question.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, we have come to the part of our show. Thank you for being a part of this show. Thank you for your contribution. Thank you for coming to Kids Express on Radio Miraya. We have been pleased to have you here. With that, we have come to the end. Thank you and have a good time.
Hunger is killing us, sickness is killing us. Let us heal the nation. We make a better place for you and me and for the next generation.
Africa lost of the nation. This country is gonna settle in peace, unity, and love. But right now, Nina Gianni, let's stop killing each other. Killing again is our. Together we were stronger. We can change our nation.
We are hungry.
Give me the peace.
We are hungry.
We are hungry. Live free in my motherland. I need a place I can call home. I'm really tired of this war zone. So let's stand up and make it home, sweet home.
Let me know, let me know, let me know, let me know, let me know. Lord, please put peace up in this war zone. And the people voted for peace. So why can't you just agree? So stop the kill, stop the stealing. Let's live together in harmony. That's how we're supposed to be. That's how we're supposed to be. No fighting, no killing. That's how we're supposed to be. So give peace. I'm telling you to give peace. Please give peace to the people of South Sudan.
Nina Derin Salam.
Give me the peace.
Nina Derin Pani.
Give me the hope.
Nina Gian Adala. Nina Gian Muria. Yakwana. Mutajina Ihaja.
Ana uri sele, anta turi sele, nahnu nuri sele. Wallahu yaf'al ma yuri. Lo bil hama ramz sele, w bil ahdan wal ibtisama yani sele.
This is the cry of my heart. I want to see good things everywhere.
Just me appeal, free fighting ladies. I love all the world, man, you walk fist. Cause this not the way to fulfill your true purpose.
Why you have to buy arms? Why you have to buy guns? Why you have to buy guns? Why you have to buy guns? Thinking of destruction. When we have to build our nation. When we have to build south of them day. I'm up 7 me come day. I am a cry out. I am a cry out.
Nina Darin Salam.
Give me the peace.
Nina Darin Pani.
Give me the hope.
Nina Gian Adala. Nina Gian Muria. Yakwana. Mutajina Ihaja.
Where is the land we were promised? Where is the peace we all heard? Where is the love we were feeling all gone? There's gotta be a better future. We got big hopes for tomorrow, yeah. This can be the South Sudan we all dreamt of. So come on.
Iyaldi kore, umadi kore, la nujian, insecurity, instability, malafi bele. Nina Dar es Salaam, Nina Dar es Salaam, this is the time, let's get together.
We are hungry.
Give me the peace, give me the love. I am hope, give me the hope, give me the shelter. I am hope, we need security, liberty. We need prosperity, integrity.
Oh, you know.
I am hope,
we need everything and anything in this nation.
Nina Darin Salam, Nina Darin Salim, Nina Gian Adala, Nina Gian Muria, Yakwana, Mutajina Ihaja. Nina Darin Salam, Nina Darin Talim, Nina Gian Adala, Nina Gian Muria, Yakwana, Mutajina Ihaja.
Yeah, brothers and sisters, we're hungry for peace, we're hungry for love, we want shelter, hope. Security. We're hungry for education. We're hungry for prosperity, hospitality, and we're hungry for justice. We're really hungry. Really, really hungry. Give me hope.